This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tom Doyle on the line. He's the Vice President of E3 Partners and kind of our resident Middle East expert. And Tom, I saw this story on the Jerusalem Post. It's talking about all this increased chatter about another potential 9/11 attack on U.S. soil. My first question, is there any way to know if these threats are valid? And secondly, I haven't seen a lot of reports. Why aren't more media outlets talking about this?
Well, you know, I think we've kind of been holding our collective breath with the rise of ISIS and some of these other hardline terrorist groups, fundamentalist Muslim groups, that something might be coming. I think Israel has terrific, top-notch security. So any tips that we get from them should certainly be taken seriously by our government. And then there has been a lot of chatter out there. Now, some of that can be bluff and bravado from ISIS to try to put people into fear and panic mode. But they do talk, and they are media savvy. And I think as a country, we definitely need to be careful during this time, especially when you have high-level people like Dick Cheney talking about it and governmental leaders from Great Britain. That's time to sit up and take notice.
Definitely. And I know for believers, sometimes the spiritual activity can sometimes be of more interest. And I know you're very well connected and speaking with a lot of believers and Christian leaders throughout the Middle East and Israel. What are they seeing on kind of the spiritual side of things?
Well, you know, I think what we're seeing is a tough period for believers to go through with persecution, whether it's in Iraq or Syria or Africa, Iran with pastors being jailed. We're seeing a tremendous rise. But if you look at our 2,000-year church history, when you see a rise in persecution, it's always the enemy's answer to the harvest, where laborers are going out, people are coming to faith in Christ. And we do know this in the Muslim world. More Muslims are coming to faith in Christ today than really ever before. It's not only Christians that are being killed by ISIS and some of these other terrorist groups. It's Muslims, too, because they don't read the Quran like ISIS does. We just had some horrific reports out of Syria yesterday. And that was in Syria, the Damascus, there were 93 bombs dropped on the capital city in just one day. And so this is a fight between Sunni Muslims and Alawites, which is a split-off group from Islam. And people are tired. People are sick of it, the war, the killing, but they have never been more open to Christ than they are today. And then I would say, for Americans, it's very easy to hear the news, get discouraged, and say, oh, it's terrible, but we have Muslims coming into America. This is our time, Katie. This is the opportunity for us to reach out to Muslims with the love of Christ, especially ones like Syrian refugees that have nothing, that have just been stripped of all dignity and barely have clothes and are coming to our country. Many people are concerned about that. What's going to happen? Will they congregate? Will there be terrorist cells? And all of those are possibilities. But you know what prevents that is the spread of the gospel. And if churches and believers would capture God's heart for Muslims and see them through his eyes, then they'll be willing to love them and reach out to them and really get their worldview from the Bible and not just from the news, because we know that we have the answer, and it's the gospel, it's Jesus Christ. That's what changes Muslim hearts. And many of them are looking for friends. They're desperate. They're sending up SOS signals. They come from countries that are falling apart at the seams, and they would love friends. And it wouldn't matter to them if they're believing Christians or not. They're just desperate and lonely. We need to reach out to them with Christ's love.
And you're thinking already on right along the lines of my questions. Let me Let me try that over again. It's up to individuals to respond, as you've been saying. If you were to speak for your contacts, the people you're hearing stories from, refugees and leaders and everything in the Middle East and in Israel, how would they ask our listeners in the West and around the world, how would they ask those listeners to respond?
Well, you know, I think the church asks for prayer. We do that on 838. We keep people updated with frontline stories from Syria, Iraq, you know, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, all of the places where Christians are in prison, persecution, or danger. They ask for prayer. Amazingly, Katie, the believers there don't ask for these trials to leave. They don't ask for it to end because they see the gospel surging throughout their country, throughout the region. I was just talking with a leader from Syria yesterday, and he said a people group there, the Alawites, have never been more open to the gospel. They're sick of war. They want it over, and they're not finding fulfillment in religion. So this is a tremendous time for the gospel. But yet, believers there don't ask for an end to the trials. And I think that's an easy thing for us when we're under a trial, oh Lord, and looking for an escape hatch. but they don't there. They live in it. They expect it. They're willing to suffer for Jesus. Many of them are willing to die for Jesus. But we may not be called to be persecuted in America, but we're the body of Christ. And Paul said, if one hurts, we all hurt. So let's walk with our brothers and sisters that live in harm's way through this and be there for them and pray for them. And then when it comes to the U.S., Muslim are immigrating. I heard of one city recently where 900 Syrian refugees are coming. And immediately when that was announced in the city, people were shocked. People were writing editorials in the paper, complaining. We don't want them here. Well, one church decided to do something different, and they decided to meet the immigrants at the airport with signs that say, welcome to our city. We're glad you're here. We love Jesus. All of this in Arabic. We're your friends. Can you imagine what an impression that's going to make on people that come over that don't speak the language, that everything is new to them, and they want to reach out in friendship and say, we're here for you, and get to know these families. Don't you know that a Jesus movement is going to spread through those 900 Syrians? They've lost everything, and Jesus could just fill everything in their hearts, and all of this just because of some believers wanting to make a difference and reach out with Christ's love to incoming Muslim immigrants.
Are there any resources to help people with this that are available through E3?
You know, if you get on our E3 website, there's lots of stories. I am second. There's all kinds of things where we can just help you. My wife, Joanne, they have a ministry called Not Forgotten. There's a short video. If you get on E3 Partners and then go to Causes, Not Forgotten, you see about a 5-minute video that will just help you, inspire you to look at Muslims differently, that they might be just waiting for the opportunity to come to know Jesus as Savior. They're out there. And we as a church need to get serious about this and go after them. So get on the E3 Partners website, go to Causes Not Forgotten, and just check out that short video, and God will really use that. You'll be blessed.
Amen. And we'll certainly get our listeners connected with that. For now, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're great. Thank you.
Awesome. And again, I'll remind our listeners, I've been speaking with Tom Doyle, Vice President of E3 Partners and our resident Middle East expert. Tom, thanks so much for your time, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too, Katie. God bless you.